Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Tommy Harper. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The first baseman, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Reggie Smith. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Rico Petrocelli. Batting sixth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Andy Kosko. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Doug Griffin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Marty Patton. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Marty Patton. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tommy McGraw. Batting second. The second baseman, Jack Broemer. Batting third. The first baseman, Chris Chambliss. Batting fourth. The catcher, Ray Fosse. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Greg Nettles. Batting sixth. The right fielder, John Lowenstein. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Buddy Bell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jack Hyman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Marcelino Lopez. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Marcelino Lopez. And now, play ball. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper takes first base on ball four. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive into left field. McGraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer hits a ball on the ground towards first. The ball bounces off Yastrzemski, and towards Griffin, who fields it and throws to first for the out. McGraw moves to second. One out. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse hits a ball on the ground towards third. Petrocelli fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli takes first base on ball four. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Andy Kosko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kosko hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive into left field. Kosko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty Patton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patton hits a fly ball into left field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Harper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Harper. The throw from Fossey and he is out, Brohmer applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jack Hyndman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hyndman is called out on strikes. One out. Marcelino Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McCraw bunts towards third. Petrocelli fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. Aparicio takes first base on ball 4. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chambliss scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Yastrzemski for the out. Aparicio moves to second. One out. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Aparicio scores. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Petrocelli hits a fly ball into left field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisk takes first base on ball 4. Smith moves to second. Ray Lamb now pitching. Andy Kosko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kosko is 0-for-1 in the game. Kosko hits a line drive towards third. Nettles reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 0-for-1 in the game. Brohmer hits a line drive into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0-for-1 in the game. Chambliss hits a fly ball into center field. Harper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey is 0-for-1 in the game. Fossey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0-for-1 in the game. Griffin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty Patton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patton is 0-for-1 in the game. Patton hits a pop-up into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Harper strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0-for-1 in the game. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0-for-1 in the game. Lowenstein hits a fly ball into left field. Cosco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Cosco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Aparicio hits a pop-up into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-2 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into left field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jack Hyndman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hyndman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hyndman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Petrocelli fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Foster pinch hits for Ray Lamb. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McCraw hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Foster moves to second. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer is 0-for-2 in the game. Broemer strikes out. Two outs. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0-for-2 in the game. Chambliss hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Milt Wilcox now pitching. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Petrocelli hits a fly ball into left field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Fisk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Andy Cosco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cosco is 0-for-2 in the game. Cosco strikes out. Two outs. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fisk. The throw from Fossey and he is out, Brohmer applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey is 0 for 2 in the game. Fossey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Griffin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0 for 2 in the game. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Griffin fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0 for 2 in the game. Lowenstein hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Nettles moves to third. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Patton fields it and throws to first for the out. Lowenstein moves to second. Two outs. Del Unser pinch hits for Jack Hyman. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ed Farmer now pitching. Eddie Leon now playing shortstop. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0 for 2 in the game. Griffin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty Patton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patton is 0 for 2 in the game. Patton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Harper strikes out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Leon fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Miller now playing center field. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon strikes out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 0 for 3 in the game. Brohmer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 3 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chambliss scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Yastrzemski for the out. One out. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Smith strikes out. Two outs. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Petrocelli strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0 for 3 in the game. Chambliss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fosse strikes out. Two outs. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0 for 3 in the game. Nettles hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Red Sox, 1, Indians, 1. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lowenstein bunts towards the mound. Patton fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 3 in the game. Bell hits a pop-up towards third. Petrocelli settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fisk hits a fly ball into left field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Kosko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kosko is 0 for 3 in the game. Kosko hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Chambliss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0 for 3 in the game. Griffin hits a fly ball into right field. Lowenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Farmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farmer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Petrocelli fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0 for 1 in the game. Leon hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Yastrzemski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Cecil Cooper pinch hits for Marty Patton. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper strikes out. One out. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is called out on strikes. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Aparicio takes first base on ball 4. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 4 in the game. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball 4. Aparicio moves to second. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Nettles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Veal now pitching. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 0 for 4 in the game. Brohmer takes first base on ball 4. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0 for 4 in the game. Chambliss bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4 strike 3. 1 out. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Fosse is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Nettles takes first base on ball 4. Broemer moves to second. Kurt Babakwa pinch hits for John Lowenstein. Kurt Babakwa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Babakwa hits a pop-up into left field. Kosko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Kurt Babakwa now playing left field. Tommy McCraw now playing right field. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Petrocelli hits a line drive towards short. Leon reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fisk hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Andy Kosko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kosko is 0 for 4 in the game. Kosko takes first base on ball 4. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0 for 4 in the game. Griffin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kosko moves to second. Ben Oglavy pinch hits for Bob Veal. Tom Hilgendorf now pitching. Phil Galliano pinch hits for Ben Oglavy. Phil Galliano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galliano hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kosko moves to third. Griffin moves to second. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer misplays the ball. That's an error on Broemer. Kosko scores. Griffin scores. Galliano moves to third. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 3 in the game. With 2 walks. Aparicio bunts towards the mound. Hilgendorf fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Galliano scores. Miller moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-1, Red Sox. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Hilgendorf, and towards Leon, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Miller moves to third. Aparicio moves to second. 2 outs. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk. Petrocelli hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Bolin now pitching. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 4 in the game. Bell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Griffin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Lou Camilli pinch hits for Tom Hilgendorf. Lou Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli hits a pop-up towards third. Petrocelli settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0 for 2 in the game. Leon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 2 for 5 in the game, with two singles. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.